After Fee had poured everyone a cup of tea from her giant pot, they stayed talking, drinking, or reading for an hour or more, Patty puffing on his pipe with his head in a library book, Fee continuously refilling cups, Bob immersed in another library book, while the younger children made plans for the morrow. School had dispersed for the long summer vacation. The boys were on the loose and eager to commence their allotted chores around the house and garden. Bob had to touch up the exterior paintwork where it was necessary. Jack and Huey dealt with the wood heap, outbuilding, and milking. Stuart tended the vegetables. Play compared to the horrors of school. From time to time, Patty lifted his head from his book to add another job to the list. But Fee said nothing, and Frank slumped tiredly, sipping cup after cup of tea. Finally, Fee beckoned Maggie to sit on a high stool and did up her hair in its nightly rags before packing her off to bed with Stu and Huey. Jack and Bob begged to be excused and went outside to feed the dogs. Frank took Maggie's doll to the work table and began to glue its hair on again. Stretching, Patrick closed his book and put his pipe into the huge iridescent boa shell, which served him as an ashtray.
"Well, Mother, I'm off to bed.
Good night, Patty." Fee cleared the dishes off the dining table and got a big galvanized iron tub down from its hook on the wall. She put it at the opposite end of the work table from Frank, and lifting the massive cast-iron kettle off the stove, filled it with hot water. Cold water from an old kerosene tin served to cool the steaming bath. Swishing soap confined in a wire basket through it, she began to wash and rinse the dishes, stacking them against a cup. Frank worked on the doll without raising his head, but as the pile of plates grew, he got up silently to fetch a towel and began to dry them. Moving between the work table and the dresser, he worked with the ease of long familiarity. It was a furtive, fearful game he and his mother played,